Hello, everybody, on Audio Boo. This is Melissa Rowe, and it is a beautiful day. I still keep into contact with everybody, but I use my phone, so it takes me a little bit longer. At times, I'll go on the laptop, but I just haven't been home that much lately. I haven't had time. Anyway, I wanted to talk about emails today, because the reason I wanted to bring this up, have you guys received emails from your friends that contained a poem, a funny story, something very caring, very loving, very sweet? And then at the end of the message, it would say something like, if you send this to 10 people, your life will be blessed. If you don't, then obviously I know what kind of a friend you are to me. And it isn't my friends writing this email. They're forwarding it to you because it is so beautiful. The poem that's in it is so beautiful. And maybe they mean it from the bottom of their heart. But, you know, I've always wondered why people do that. Like, I received an email once where it was a beautiful prayer. It was just a beautiful poem. And below it, it said, send this to 10 people and you'll be blessed. If you delete it, you know, we know what kind of person you are. Honestly, it takes the beauty out of any email message you send to somebody. If you send somebody a message, you send it with kindness and with love in your heart. You send the exact message. And even though this person isn't writing it, I've gotten message from a bunch of friends, not just emails, but text messages. Text messages are virtually the same way. Somebody will send you a cute little poem or something on your phone that's really beautiful, and you look at it and go, oh, that's so sweet. And then you read down at the bottom, send this to 10 people, and you'll be blessed. I think the fact that somebody took the time to send me a poem is a blessing in itself. But then you tell, send this to 10 people, and the people are sending it to tens of people. Let's say you've got 8 contacts in your phone, and this one person sends you a message. And so you send this to, let's just say 10 people, but 8 people that are in your phone got this message and decided to send it back to people. That's what they call chain mail. It just keeps going and going and going and going. But what's the point of it? And why would anybody say, like, I got this email this morning that December 2012 is supposed to be some legend. The Chinese call it the money bag. If you forward this on to people, the legend says you'll get money in 4 days. Well, back in the days when legends were created, there were no such things as computers, emails, and whatnot. And it says if you don't forward them on to people, you'll stay poor. I think that when people write these messages, and I know that there's a lot of sincerity and love and care in the people that send them. Obviously, they're not the ones that have written it, but they thought the poem was beautiful, and they wanted to show you how much they cared. Then, you know, they send it to you, and that's completely understandable, because that's what people want to do. They want to send cheerful things. But I wish there was a way that this could be stopped. Because when I say that I'm praying for somebody or I'll send them a little prayer or a little poem, I maybe write it down on a postcard or something before the emails were invented and, you know, send it out and say, here's a little note for me. But I'm not going to write on the postcard. If you copy this and send this to 10, you know, 10 different people, then you'll be blessed, and I hope I get one back. No, that really isn't necessary. I really believe those who create these emails need to understand that if you're gonna set something up that's beautiful, that's meaningful, this needs to, I mean, I can't say that it needs to stop because it won't. You can't change stuff like that, especially with emails, with technology being the way that it is. Emails are just going to keep going whether you want it to or not. So you have to understand, though, that if I ever do, 0, 4. Pause recording. I'll be back with the next audio boo.